Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
So the fitness trends for 2015, the survey predicts these top 20 fitness trends for 2015 from the American College of Sports Medicine. And my guest is Dr. Walt Thompson. He's a Regents Professor of Exercise Science at the Department of Kinesiology and Health at Georgia State University. Regents Professor of Exercise sounds so really impressive. Welcome to the show, Dr. Thompson. So we've talked about body weight training and high intensity interval and fitness professional, strength training, personal training. I'd like to talk about exercise and weight loss, and then we will get on to some of these others, and then we'll spend some time on body weight training and what it is. So why don't you talk about exercise and weight loss? How important has this becoming now? Is this moving up the list?
Well, it's about the same as it has been, Melanie, in the last few years. It's always been in our top 10, and people always have recognized the benefit of combining exercise and diet. And it's really kind of interesting when you watch television and you see commercials for weight loss products. The tagline is always to be used in combination with a sensible diet and an exercise program. But I think today what's
Unless
happening,
it's a stupid one that says you don't even need to exercise and this product will work.
Yeah, but, you know, not very many people pay attention to those anyway because, there's no magic pill to weight loss. There is magic surgery now if you want to go that route, but there's no magic pill. So a sensible diet in combination with exercise is always the best way to lose weight and keep the weight off.
It absolutely is. Now, the next one, yoga. You know, we have some of these, which you've explained on the show before, the difference between trends and fads. And yoga has been consistently on there as a trend, not a fad, even though things like Pilates and Zumba and all these things have dropped off your list. Yoga is consistent and stays on there. Why is that, do you think?
Well, the interesting thing about yoga is the yoga folks continue to reinvent themselves. If you go into a yoga class today, it's different than it was last year and was different than it was the year before. So they're always reinventing themselves, introducing new concepts, and that way capturing the imagination of people who do yoga. Now, sure, there are a lot of folks that like to do traditional forms of yoga, but that doesn't attract new people, new clients to yoga classes. So when you look at particularly the commercial clubs, they reinvent themselves, they reinvent yoga, they repackage it, and they're able to sell the product. So that's why it's been so consistently in the top 10 since we started this project 9 years ago.
Fitness programs for older adults, number 8. As somebody who's, for 25 years, this is what I've been doing, is working with the over 65 crowd. Some of my same clients I started with, Dr. Thompson, are still with me today, and they're in their late 80s and 90s. And I think this is a more important topic than it ever used to be because we are growing older as a society and living longer. So there's more of us living longer.
Well, that's certainly the good news, that this baby boom generation, your age probably and mine, folks that are retiring or have retired in the last couple of years, you know, this is the largest number of in that demographic, the age demographic, than ever before. Proof of that is if you go to any retirement place along Interstate 85 or Interstate 75 down through Mississippi or Alabama or into Florida, you see now that there are these retirement communities that cater to the healthy older adult. So they've got golf courses, they've got all kinds of tennis courts and pickleball and you name it, they cater to it. So what we have to do in the health fitness industry is recognize that this demographic not only has more discretionary time, but they have more discretionary funds. So during those dead times in clubs, typically between 9 and 11 in the morning and about 2 and 4 in the afternoon, where these clubs are crying for people to use their gyms because they're empty, they need to start developing specialized programs for the older adult, and then they attract the older adult to come in and use their clubs during those off times. So it's not surprising that we...
Well, and that's the times, as you say, that are so empty in the clubs. I remember those dead zones, the early morning and later afternoon, crowded, crowded. But those older people, they can have personal training sessions at 11 in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They're hanging around. They can be there as long as they want. They don't have that many time constraints on them. So it is a really good suggestion from you to tell the fitness clubs to tailor their programs in the day to the older adults that have the disposable income and the time to do these things. Now, what about functional fitness? People hear the term, they don't know what it means. It's number 9 on the list.
Yeah, and it has been on our list for the last couple of years. And the best way to describe functional fitness is that it kind of mimics everyday activity. So, for example, if we want to stay with the older adult example, if the older adult has trouble carrying their groceries from the grocery store out to the parking lot, put their groceries into the trunk of their car, and then when they get home, lift the bags out of the trunk of the car. If they're having difficult time doing that, then the gyms are mimicking that kind of activity. So there has a lot of overhead work, a lot of bending, a lot of stretching. So functional fitness are just examples of exercise programs of activities of daily living.
Now, back to number 1, which is body weight training. So important, and as someone who's been training in the homes of people, this has been my biggest asset. Training has been body weight training, lunges and push-ups and crunches and pull-ups and all of these things that I don't need them to go buy equipment for. Why is this? It's like back to old school now, Dr. Thompson. It's like we're going right back to what we know and what works.
Yeah, precisely. And I mentioned before the national, if not international, recession we experienced back in 2007 and 2008. Prior to 2007, we didn't see very much body weight training. Sure, it existed, but we were more into circuit weight training back then. We were more interested in these fancy machines that only one person could use at a time. But then as a result of the recession, a lot of clubs kind of did go back to the basics. When they were doing indoor cycling, for example, which is very popular in 2007, when a bike broke, they simply put it away and didn't replace it because it's so expensive to replace. So in place of those kinds of high expensive and high maintenance kind of exercise programs that I just mentioned, we saw things like body weight training. We saw things like boot camp start to surface. Body weight training, because, and precisely the reason that you mentioned, because it doesn't require a lot of equipment, there's not a lot of maintenance that clubs have to do except marketing their programs, and they do that very well. I predicted, actually, in 2008, when body weight training first surfaced in our top 20, that by about 2012, when we were out of the recession, that body weight training would go away, and it didn't. It stayed on the list. It's now number 1, and I think because these clubs have been able to package body weight training and package it and market it very well. So body weight training is number 1. It's going to be interesting as we continue to improve the way in which we live if body weight training actually stays in the top 10. My guess is because the great work that the health clubs are doing packaging body weight training, and because it costs so much less to have body weight training than it does using a machine, we may actually see it stay around for a while.
So in the last 20 or 30 seconds, Dr. Thompson, tell the listeners why these trends are important to them.
Well, it's important to health club owners to know what the trends are, what fitness professionals are thinking will be the trends in the next year. It's equally important to folks who are not in the health fitness industry, but take advantage of health clubs. They can go into their clubs and say, hey, what about this body weight training? You guys aren't offering it to me. Why not? Likewise, they could say, you know, you're still doing that step class and that Pilates and that Zumba thing. You know, not that those are negative kinds of exercises, but they're just not trending.
Thank you so much.